This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. And boy, it couldn't be more different, the conversation on the West Coast versus what we're talking about on the East Coast. The good news is, for those of you listening, and as you may know, because so many people, of course, as I talk about America Tonight being what we're talking about in our backyard, everybody around the country is talking about Hurricane Florence as we watch in horror with the track of this hurricane smacking into the Carolinas. But it has been downgraded to a Cat 2, which doesn't mean it's still not threatening and doesn't mean that power won't go out and there still could be all kinds of things that obviously happen. But when you say Category 4 or 5 versus Category 2, there is a difference. So thank goodness for that. That's what I'll say. I mean, there's no question about it that this is a scary situation. And in fact, I'll just tell you a quick story. When I arrived at LAX, which is the big airport in Los Angeles, they have several, but because I'm speaking and doing a show from here, I flew into LAX. And the guy that picked me up, he and I were talking about, because he asked me right away, you know, where did I come from and what did I think of what was going on with Florence, Hurricane Florence, and what was happening on the Carolina coastline. And I told him how I'd spent a lot of time in the Carolinas and that it was gorgeous. And, oh, my gosh, to see that part of God's country is amazing. But for the people who live there, when they say the word low-lying areas, no kidding. And when they call it the low country in Charleston, it's the low country because it easily floods. So when you start to talk about Cat 4 and Cat 5 would be a catastrophic, it is something that's not to be taken lightly. I have a lot of friends that live in the Carolinas, and they all evacuated because they've been there when it was really, really nasty, and they should have evacuated, but they didn't because they thought they could weather the storm because there had been so many false alarms. So the good news is this shift is awesome because the shift, the downgrade is just, I mean, absolutely so much better for the people who are in right there in the path of Hurricane Florence. So like I said, so thank goodness for that. Of course, as always, when here on America Tonight, we open up the mic and it seems like I'm always talking about some awful tragedy, which is, by the way, why we do some of the lighter fare here on this show, because you know, there are other things happening in the world that make us smile, and I want to weave that into the conversation. Just my disclaimer. But I'm in California, and this is what's being talked about in L.A. A man went on a shooting rampage and in an ag area on Wednesday night, killing his wife and four others before turning the gun on himself. They don't know the exact motive for the killing spree, and what they're saying in Kern County is that there's an indication it was domestic violence. None of the names of the victims or the deceased gunman were released. Gunshots came, you know, rang out across the area just after 5 o'clock, and dispatchers got a bunch of calls about the shooting, and then when they arrived, they saw obviously what was a horror show. So trying to figure that out and talking about how sad it was that the suspect's wife and another woman were among the dead people, and they were questioning like 30 witnesses, and so there's a lot of people in that area obviously shook up and sad by what happened. All right, let's move on to a couple of other things that have definitely pinged my radar. So Hurricane Florence, of course, is the number one story. Everybody's talking about it, the president telling people that this is terrible, you know, get out of the path, evacuate, all that kind of stuff, so that people do that. Because even in a Cat 2, there's no reason to take any kind of to take any kind of risk there. So again, that's the big thing that everybody's talking about. But another thing that's a big follow-up, and we talked about this a lot on ATN, and if you're just joining us, I do that. We talk about things that are popping up all over the place, including this crazy story about the nerve agent poisoning. Remember that? Two Russian men have actually been charged in England with poisoning a former Russian spy with this deadly nerve agent that and they appeared on the Kremlin television denying their involvement in the attack, saying that their appearance in the English city of Salisbury was merely an incredible, ready for this, fatal coincidence. So Russian Bashurov and Alexander Petrov made a public appearance and did an interview with the RT channel on Thursday afternoon there, saying that they visited Salisbury to see its famous cathedral. Are you buying this? And that it was just a coincidence that happened. And England last week charged both of them, alleging they were agents of Russia's military intelligence agency, which of course we know as GRU, who were dispatched to Salisbury to poison this former Russian agent and his daughter with the nerve gas, which was so frightening when that story came out. We're like, you have to be kidding me. And so they're denying, of course, they're denying their involvement in it, and obviously they are saying that it was just what I just said. They are saying they were just there to see this cathedral. And like I said, please tell me you're not buying that. Right, America? You're not buying that. Okay, let's move on to a couple of other things, including the idea that we've talked about healthcare all the time on this show, and usually I go to Washington once a year. I haven't gone this year. I will definitely go next year. And one of the things that we were there in Washington for many, many times was to talk about healthcare, and I can't tell you how many times this conversation comes up in my daily life, just in conversations with people, and you know it as well, because what's the one thing? You know, it used to be you went to work for a company and the benefits, that's what they touted to you. The benefits are great. Now when they say benefits, you ask immediately about health insurance, what's covered, et cetera. And now the word is that the Trump administration is issuing new guidance that makes it easier for Americans to opt out of having health insurance this year and not be penalized for the individual mandate. The tax cuts law that was passed in 2007 got rid of the individual mandate starting in 2019. For this year, the CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, are going to allow people to claim a hardship exemption on their 2018 tax returns to avoid paying the penalty for not having insurance without having to provide documentation. That is huge. Let me tell you, for a lot of people who are struggling and don't want to get hit by this, the burden of being fined for not having health care, because on the tax returns, you know, it's roughly about $1,000 a year. So pretty interesting story there. We'll be following that, and we'll have somebody on next week to talk about it. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane.
Once again, I'm broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. In fact, I'm in Orange County, so the OC, as they say, here on the West Coast. And I wanted to make sure I got to all the email. And thank you for all the emails. So many of you concerned about Hurricane Florence and actually noticing the shift and asking me if I noticed the shift. And the answer to that is yes. You still have more than 10 million people who are in the storm path. I've mentioned that I have a lot of friends that live in Carolina, and they're in the middle of this. As many of you know, my book by Forbes is coming out in a couple of weeks, and their publishing house is in Charleston, and they always have to deal with flooding, and they're right in the center of what happens when you have this massive amount of rain, because it's good that it's downgraded to a Cat 2, but it still means that people are there in the path. So with the, on that note, let's go to the mailbag. And in the mailbag, like I said, a lot of you have asked me about that. So there's this one from Tommy who says, Kate, I used to live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and they were saying that the storm was going to be right there in the middle. I was going to hang around the middle of it just like they, you know, was going to hover around the city just like it did with Houston. And what a disaster that would be for the people there. And I pray that doesn't happen, because the flooding would be just enormous, and dealing with that flooding would be something awful. I don't know if you've had to deal with it, but anytime you're talking about storms and flooding, it's awful to be in the middle of that and trying to bail out. So I wish my friends the best. Raleigh is a great place to go. If you've never been there, you need to visit. All right, Tommy, thanks for that. I have been to Raleigh-Durham, and you're right. It is a really, really cool place. And flooding again, like any other place in America, it would be disastrous when you're talking about massive amounts of rain, especially if you're talking about a lot of rain happening in a short time period. That's when it's tough, you know, row, row, row your boat. I mean, no joke, it becomes that so quickly, and that's when people get trapped. But because it's now a Cat 2, and it hopefully what happens, and we don't know, I mean, we can't control Mother Nature, we only can predict, and we have pretty accurate ways to predict that. So still, what it does and what happens when it hits is often very, very different. All right, this one is from Brad, and Brad says, Kate, I love Nail the Score. I heard it the other day when I was on my walk, because I listened to your show by downloading it afterwards, because I have a different schedule and I often don't work on the third shift. But what I do is I download it and I listen to it anyway, and I heard Nail the Score. So I'm going to stay up late one night and I'm going to participate. I think it's so cool, and I want to know what the prizes are. Well, I'm not going to tell the prizes. It's bragging rights. It's what's in the prize closet, which, trust me, is pretty awesome. One year we gave away, and that won't be this year, one year we gave away a leather coat. We had a great sponsor for that, and we've given away all kinds of stuff. So I don't want to tell you what's in the prize closet, but it's something really, really good. Let's just see. Think game, think headset, you know, that kind of thing. So I hope we have a winner this year. That's why we're giving out individual, like we're having a drawing every week for like a little prize for a gift card or whatever, because I'm celebrating 10 years doing America Tonight. So tune in next week, Wednesday into Thursday. That's when we'll be doing, you know, our giveaway, and all you have to do is participate. It's the first hour, last segment, and even if you send me an email, but it has to be in that time period, at Kate Delaney Radio, it definitely counts. Okay, let's go to another one. This one is from Mac, and Mac says, Hi, Kate. I know you keep on top of what's happening on the markets. It's pretty interesting. We've had a really good run on Wall Street. Of course, every stock is different, and you say it all the time. You're not a stockbroker, but you pay attention to what's going on in the market. And I think it's kind of a good reminder to tell people that it's important to diversify. I've heard you say that a few times, not lately because you haven't talked as much about it, but I think it's a good reminder to people. I had a friend that put all their money into their portfolio. I mean, really dumped a lot of money into it. And then when they retired, it had lost 20 to 30% of its value because they sort of let it ride and let somebody else control it. Wow, good to point that out. And we're going to bring our money segment back once we can do that. And we've talked to all kinds of financial advisors, and I've kind of schooled myself in that. And you're right, diversification, because you don't, of course, you don't want to rely on just one thing. It's easy to do that, and it's easy, you know, just like I say about the market, it's a crapshoot. If it wasn't, then even if we had $5 to our name, we would all do it. And there's no way to control the markets. There's ways to try to predict. There's better stocks to pick that have dividends, but there, it's not an exact science, because again, if it was, if we knew there, listen, in life, if we knew there were sure things, if you told me if I did this job, if I did this, if you could tell us that there were sure things, then probably most of us would go into it, right? Or would do it. It's like that old saying about if you could look into the crystal ball and know what your life was going to be like, would you do it? Or would you just enjoy life and what comes, comes, and ride the highs and lows? And the answer is, of course, there's part of us that would want to know, but isn't it more exciting to have it all unfold? Because when you go into those valleys, when you come out of the valleys, the peaks are awesome, and that's part of life, right? Now I'm getting philosophical. I don't know why I went down that road, but thank you for that email. It's a good reminder, and we will be doing more financial stuff, so I'll talk about it then. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, "Hi, Kate. I haven't written in a long time or sent you an email. I've just been traveling a lot. I've been going to some really cool places. My company has sent me overseas a bunch, and I haven't done that in the past. And I just have to say, I know you've talked about going through TSA. Boy, there is nothing like getting out in a foreign country and having them eyeball you and check your passport over and over and over again. That happened to me in Germany, and I like Germany. I think it was just one of those things. But it was, I have to tell you, it was kind of creepy to sit there and kind of get a little nervous about what was going on with my passport or who do they think I was or whatever. Has that situation ever happened to you when you've gone someplace overseas? Jake, thanks for the email. Safe travels. Yes, I took the show, if you remember. Well, I've taken the show to Ireland. I've taken a show to, it's been a while, Ireland, Grenada, and Ecuador, Guayaquil. And especially when I went to Guayaquil, because they kept asking me what I did, and I said journalist, they pulled me aside, and they pulled me aside and really, really questioned me about that. So it was kind of, yeah, that was nerve-wracking. But yeah, and then there were people waiting for me. So the answer to your question is yes. No problems in Ireland. Didn't have any problems in Grenada. I mean, I had to get in a line, and they, you know, looked at the passport a couple of times, but certainly nothing that was frightening. And the same thing with Ireland. Certainly nothing that was out of the ordinary, and there's people from all over the place. But it's a little bit different in Guayaquil. And it turned out to be a great trip, and, you know, I'm involved with Children International, for people who don't know, and they actually give almost all of the money that they get from people who sponsor kids directly to the kids in their programs, because it's horrific there. It's really the haves and the have-nots, no question about it. There's not any kind of aid or anything that they can apply for there, and I really got to see how they live and what that was like, and it was just really a game changer for me to witness that and to see that. And that's Children International, and I'm still involved with them, and I love what they do for kids in America too, in the United States and overseas as well. All right, so I want to thank everybody for sending me their emails. I'm on the road, but trust me, I'm still getting them. If you don't hear your you know, the mail being read on the air, just keep send me an email, because so many of you have wonderful just wonderful thoughts on what's happening, and just letting, it doesn't matter, just, you know, how you feel about what's happening, whether it's the hurricane, whether it's what's happening with stocks, like was mentioned here, or what's happening in your life, because if there's a hero in your backyard, I want to hear about it too. So go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Not everyone is able to flee from Hurricane Florence. At a nursing home in Wilmington, North Carolina, some 600 residents, staff, and family members are sheltering in place. Davis Community CEO Charles Long says for some, riding out the storm is the best option.
Those people who are critical care, it would be difficult for us to move them hours away.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says those who failed to heed evacuation warnings now need to weather the storm as best they can.
Let me be clear. You need to get yourself to a safe place now and stay there. We in North Carolina have to shift from preparation to determination.
Philippine authorities were evacuating thousands of people from the path of the most powerful typhoon this year. More than 4 million people live in areas at most risk from the storm, with powerful winds and gusts equivalent to a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show Otto Henry. He's written a book called Ringing Bells in Malta, and I don't know about the rest of you, but I know we've had listeners in the past who have gone to Malta and say it's absolutely fabulous, so I'm really excited to have him on to talk about his book. Otto, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Let's talk about Malta first. Did you have a fascination with it? I know you had anthropologist buddies and whatnot. What was it that drew you to this idea of Malta?
Well, I had a couple of friends that had been doing research there, Dr. McLeod and her student, actually, who did the work, Marcia Herndon, and she was doing her doctoral dissertation on folk singing in Malta, and she finished that, and they were going back to visit Malta for a follow-up. And I had the summer free, so they were interested in getting me into, you know, studying folk music and ethnological side. So they invited me to go along with them. I thought it was awfully nice. So I'm in North Carolina here, and Marcia was nearby, so I picked her up and went down to New Orleans and picked up our instructor, Norma McLeod, and we got on a plane and flew to Malta. And it was an interesting trip. We took a side journey through Europe, especially through Switzerland, Norman was convinced we could get a better currency exchange there, but that fell through. We touched down in Malta, and we were immediately met by their former informants and friends there, and it was just a very pleasant experience all around.
And Otto, one of the things I said, that, of course, the title of the book is Ringing Bells in Malta, and you're talking about church bells and how they function, and I've always had a fascination for that. Because I grew up in Philadelphia, and of course there was the whole thing about the ringing of the Liberty Bell back in the day, but you in Malta and with these Maltese people, what did you learn about the church bells and the way they worked?
Well, Malta, believe it or not, is in the middle of the Mediterranean continent, and the people of Malta are Arabic descendants, and they speak Maltese, but they're totally Catholic. And every small village has a magnificent church there with a priest and a set of bells. And, of course, the island is very small. It's maybe 7 by 20 miles. But you hear bells all day long, sometimes all day night. If it's a feast day, every church having a different patron saint, and they have a different patron saint's day. So every weekend somewhere there's a celebration. But I didn't know quite what to do with myself there in Malta, and I was looking around for something to do, and Norman and Marsha were busy with their folk music, which was also very interesting, but that was kind of their territory. I didn't want to infringe on that. But one afternoon, I was walking down steps from the place that we had rented, and we had a Maltese girl came in to do the dishes and everything, and she was a maid. Name was Mary Grant, and Mary sought me on the stairs, and she was 18, 19 years old, but very, very intelligent, and she stopped me on the stairs and said, well, do you know what the bells are saying? I said, what? What bells? It felt like I've been going on day and night. And she said, well, the bells, they're telling me that someone not from this village, not from Marschenschlag, where we stayed, but somewhere else in a hospital, unfortunately, has died. And I said, what? And yes, they died. I said, well, how did you know that? He says, well, the bells told me. And I thought, huh, wasn't that interesting? So I'd been looking all over the place, looking for something to do. Make myself useful. I thought about harmonicas. You know, you could study harmonicas. Nobody played harmonica in Malta, for heaven's sake. But I thought, wow, that might be something. So I went downtown and I talked to the sacristan. He's kind of the keeper of the building of the church. He said, go talk to the priest. So I found the priest, and so I talked to the priest. Well, that was enlightening. He was a very interesting fellow. And he was glad enough to make appointments, show me the bells. And we went up on the church, and the sacristan went up there with me, and also a troop of little boy scouts, and they were learning how to ring the bells. So I got a lesson on what the bells were, what the names of the bells were, and what order they were hung in. And every church has a different set of bells, a different number of bells, so it was a great variety of things, too. So I thought, wow, and I started taking notes. And in the discipline that Norman and Marsha practiced, anthropology, you went field studies, you took notes everywhere. Uh-huh. You took your notebook and you scribbled something down, and in the evening you typed it up. So that's what I started doing under their supervision. I said, well, look out, did you do this, did you do that? You know, so I got some training in doing that. And so every day I would venture out when I could get hold of the car. Oh dear. We had a little tiny English car. The Maltese were Anglophiles, if I can kind of characterize them like that. They loved the English, but England had defended them during the Second World War, you may recall.
Yeah.
Actually, the address of when you write somebody in Malta, at the end of Malta, you say GC. And that stands for George Cross. The entire island was awarded the George Cross from the King of England after the Second World War. They spoke mainly English around the place. So I didn't have much trouble communicating, but I, according to this lad, started going to churches and looking at them and finding out how many bells they had, how they rung them, and that sort of thing, I'm trying to characterize most of the church that I could go to. But anyway, I was trying to explain that we had this little English car, and it was a revelation. Of course, you had to drive it from the right-hand side on the left-hand side of the road like they do in Britain. And that was, if you want something to turn you around pretty quick, that'll do it. You had to concentrate really, really hard. But we only had the one car, so it was a lot of scheduling to do. But I was able to get out most every day and go to find the church and learn to look for the priest or the sacristan and get them to, if they would, show me the bells and tell me all about them. I remember once there was one very nice church over in the west of the island, big one. But I couldn't find anybody to help me out there. And a little boy walks up. Very curious fellows, and they all speak English. They love to speak English with you. And he was, what, 9 or 10 years old. I don't remember his name, but I got him to take me up in the up at the bell tower, you know, about 5 stories up in the air. And he knew where the key was, so he climbed up and found the key to the tower and unlocked the tower, and he took me up, and he named every bell for me. And told me what they're dedicated to, if they were dedicated to a saint or a person and everything, and put all that information down. So it was some trip for me, very revealing, because Malta has, of course, been there, at the start of time. And they have a long history going back there, prehistoric times. And they had several prehistoric temples that they were in the process of digging out. And there was one over in the eastern side of the town that was in a place called Tarshin. Now, the funny thing about the written Maltese is that they use a lot of X's instead of S's. So there's a lot of X's when you see Maltese, but they're pronounced like S's. So it's Tarshin is spelled with T-A-X-X-A-R. E-N-E, Tarshin. Anyway, they're kind of in the long center of the island. And in the other end of the island, where this church started telling you about was located, there was a rise. There was a little escarpment there up on a little hill, and it's next to a bay called St. Paul's Bay. A funny thing I found out was that if you look at the old Greek story of Ulysses, that he and his sailors had sailed into an island that exactly sounds exactly a Malta. It had the crescent-shaped bay, which they docked in. They went up on the hill, the escarpment, and they could see smoke rising from the other end of the island.
Wow.
So Ulysses went over to investigate, and his sailors stayed there. Well, Ulysses fell in with Circe, the witch, who entranced him for 10 years. And his crew, meanwhile, had given up and left him, and Circe sank the crew, and they perished in the water. And Ulysses woke up in 10 years' time and finally broke free, made himself a raft, and sailed away and on back to his island there. So I often thought about that. Is this the place that Ulysses was? You know, and it was really, really an interesting place, even especially with the bells and everything else. They have grooves in some places. They are parallel grooves in the rock surfaces as if carts had been drawn there towards the water. And they wonder if that was in a prehistoric time that they exported slabs of limestone to Greece or even to Egypt or somewhere. They don't know anything about that. So it's fascinating place.
Right. No kidding.
I had a ball.
I think people are going to have a ball reading your book because you've just scratched the surface with us. Otto Henry, it was such a pleasure to talk to you, and I want to tell everyone, please pick up the book, Ringing Bells in Malta, because you'll learn so much about such a unique culture and the history of it that's so fascinating. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, and good luck to everyone.
makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I was having a conversation with somebody who just lost a loved one to pancreatic cancer. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a new study out that reveals that snus does not increase the risk for pancreatic cancer, which is pretty interesting because when we're talking about tobacco and we're talking about people having success quitting cigarettes and dip with it and all that kind of thing. And then there was this weird buzz that, well, is it safe and what's the scoop out there? And we've got Dr. Brad Radu with us. He's a professor of medicine at the University of Louisville. And Doc, thanks for coming back on with us. I think we had a conversation once before. First of all, let's talk about the fact of this pancreatic cancer study, because as I mentioned, I don't have many friends who have died from pancreatic cancer, but of course we know it's one of the terrible forms of cancer. And it's interesting, this study that just came out and the effects of that. What can you tell us about the cancer study?
Well, first, Kate, it's great to be here and nice to talk with you again. First, we know that smoking increases the risks for pancreatic cancer. There's no doubt about that. We've known that for several decades. But the most recent finding had to do with Swedish snus, which is a smokeless tobacco product tucked inside the upper lip, causing no spitting. And scientists in Sweden have documented now that there is no risk of pancreatic cancer with snus. And that mirrors other studies done both here in the United States and in Sweden, where we're not seeing any risk. And that's a really good finding for those smokers who want to switch to a far safer tobacco alternative.
Yeah, so what is snus? What is smokeless tobacco for people who didn't hear that conversation we had before?
Well, snus and American moist snuff, they come in loose form, but they also come in small packets or pouches that you can tuck into your upper lip. And they're basically very easy to use, can be used in any social situation. They deliver nicotine, which doesn't cause any of the diseases linked to smoking. They say that people smoke for the nicotine, but they die from the tar. And when you don't burn tobacco, you don't create any of those hundreds of toxins that end up causing cancers, heart disease, and emphysema. So smokeless tobacco is a vastly safer alternative, and Swedish snus fits the bill for some smokers when they want to go smoke-free.
Yeah, how many adult smokers try to quit every year and then completely fail? They just give up.
Well, we know that a lot of smokers try to quit, and they use all kinds of things. The thing is, the federal government and many health organizations recommend products like nicotine replacement gum and patches, prescription drugs. But unfortunately, they work for only a tiny fraction of smokers. Many smokers need tobacco. They need nicotine, and they're not satisfied if they're not getting that. So switching to a smoke-free alternative like snus or moist snuff, dip, American dip products, or even e-cigarettes is a vastly safer way to get that tobacco satisfaction without that high risk of smoking.
Yeah, and do you find that a lot of people are finally getting turned on to that? I think more and more people are.
Well, I agree with you, Kate, but the problem is that the federal government keeps on its campaign against all tobacco products. The federal government has this vision. It's called a tobacco-free society, and that, in essence, is a prohibition. So the FDA and the CDC come out with blatant campaigns saying that smokeless tobacco causes cancer, and that's simply not true. It's a very, very tiny risk if it's there at all. A federal study last fall concluded that American dip and chew products don't even cause mouth cancer. And now we have this new study where Swedish snus products weren't associated with pancreatic cancer. So we know that these products are vastly safer, and the federal government needs to quit its campaign against these products and allow Americans to switch to safer alternatives.
This study is really significant. I don't think I emphasized it enough at the top. I mean, this is really a big deal, isn't it?
It's a big deal, and it reinforces other studies. The majority of studies conducted over the past 20 years have been negative with respect to pancreatic cancer. But this is a large study in Sweden. It involved several universities, including the Karolinska Institute, which is Sweden's most prominent medical university. And it's very, very clear the risks aren't there.
Wow, I'll be curious as to see where all of this goes. And so how do you fight the good fight? I mean, you do interviews like this one, right?
Well, I do, and we just need to keep getting the word out. We need to keep pressuring the federal government to start telling the truth about smoke-free alternatives like snus and e-cigarettes. We need to tell them we can no longer tolerate them lying and misleading the American people with respect to these safer alternatives.
All right, Dr. Brad, thank you so much. Good to have you on the show again.
great being here, Kate.
All right, so with snus in the study, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper here on that. Snus, they say, doesn't lead to an increased risk for pancreatic cancer. That's according to this study from Sweden that was published in a respected international journal of cancer. They say snus is the safest, cleanest, and most discreet form of tobacco around. I know, you know, there's that push-pull over tobacco. And if you know anyone that really struggles with cigarette use, the whole e-cig and snus and et cetera have been lifesavers, honestly, for some, because they have such a hard time. Now, a lot of people have had great success quitting cigarettes because of that, because of the switch. It is just fascinating to me as somebody who does not smoke, as somebody who has not struggled with this, but with somebody, as somebody who has seen other people struggle with it. And, you know, talking about how comprehensive the study was, because to me, when the studies come out, it's always interesting. They studied 400,000 men, and they didn't find an increased risk among snus users. They also found from previous studies, the results were based on a bunch of different strengths, right? So they found that there was no increased risk depending on how much or how long someone had been using it. So as you're listening to this and you're saying, I asked, you know, Dr. Radu about the how significant it was. And the last study was back in 2001. And that, you know, when the cancer warnings on snus cans were removed following the dismissal of any kind of association, I guess, with oral cancer. So then they went back in and, you know, there's this other study. And it means that the last remaining alarm on the Swedish snus and the association with cancer, they say, well, now you can dismiss it because this is how deep this study was. The number of users in Sweden surpassed 1 million, and they actually have the lowest smoking prevalence in Europe at about 11% of their adult population. You think of Europe, because that's really, I think of smokers when I think of Europe, and they say 11% of the adult population compared to the European Union average of 28%. Wow, 28%. Can you imagine that? That's pretty high. But again, that's why it's so significant, especially there, because of, you know, again, what we're talking about and this study saying that if you look at the risk for pancreatic cancer, which is a brutal form of cancer, that's probably a huge relief to a lot of those people, obviously, who are using it. And, you know, there is always that tug of war over smokeless. And in this edition of For Your Health, I think it's interesting to take a look at that. So, I'm always intrigued. I'm always intrigued to see what people are doing when they're trying to quit one of the hardest habits to quit, and that's smoking cigarettes. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.